It's being called one of the biggest e-commerce deals in recent years. European consumer goods giant Unilever is reportedly paying $1 billion cash for the California-based Dollar Shave Club. That's the men's grooming startup that sells online subscriptions to low-cost men's shaving products, and it's also known for its irreverent marketing.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Funny, or maybe not. Dollar Shave Company was founded in 2011 with the backing of startup incubator Science, and projected revenues for 2016 are more than $200 million. So what will the deal mean for both Unilever, Dollar Shave Club, and consumers? CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from CNN's New York studios. Maggie, welcome back to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So why is this deal such an important one?
Yeah, for a couple reasons, I think. First of all, it really shows how truly disruptive Dollar Shave Club has been. You know, as you mentioned, they kind of came out of nowhere, but they hit a nerve, and men were really getting fed up with how expensive shaving products have become. All of us, actually, if anyone's had to go out and buy them.
You don't like spending $9 per replacement
exactly.
blade?
I refuse to, actually. I make my husband buy all his own. But, you know, they really hit a nerve. And in the beginning, in fact, they were so overwhelmed, their servers crashed, and they've quickly gained market share. They have an estimated 8% of the market. It sounds small, but this is a $3 billion market. So it underscores their success. And the other significant thing about this is it really ups the ante in the war now between Unilever and Procter & Gamble, which, of course, owns Gillette.
Right. And I mean, Unilever is such a huge company. Maybe you haven't, people might have not heard of it directly, but you've definitely heard of their products.
Axe,
right. Dove, Ben and Jerry's, Vaseline, like you're somewhere in your house, you've got a Unilever
yes,
product.
Yes.
So, I mean, so what does it mean for Unilever beyond the Procter & Gamble sort of jab there?
Well, I think a lot of people are worried when you see that headline. If you are a fan of Dollar Shave Club, what does this mean? Our price is going to go up now that this conglomerate has a hold of it. It doesn't look like that at first. In the press release, Unilever, not specific, but the founder and CEO of Dollar Shave Club, Michael Dubin, is going to continue to run the company. And the understanding is he's going to continue to operate it as a direct-to-consumer razor business, as an independent entity. Now, whether that changes down the line, you know, you always have to worry about that. But right now, it seems like Unilever is much more interested in getting market share, establishing that direct sales relationship with customers than it is on pushing up prices or trying to, you know, hike prices. And so this really gives it a stake in an area where it wasn't present. It wasn't really in the razor market.
Yeah. You know, and I'm also looking at that $1 billion in cash. I mean, that's got to be good news for the shareholders of Dollar Shave Club.
Yes. I mean, well, it's the investors in Unilever, I think, that are a little worried about this, and not because of the price tag, even though they are paying a premium. You know, Jefferies analysts described this deal as Unilever parking their tanks on Procter & Gamble's lawn in one of their most profitable categories. What does that mean? Well, you see companies engage in this kind of competitive war. You tend to see prices go down, not up. That's great for us as consumers, but for investors, they worry about what that means for profits. And in fact, firms were out today reminding us that we did see this happen back in 2013. These two companies were duking it out in the hair care category, and it hit their profits. Yeah. So that's really what investors are a little bit worried about here.
Well, we'll see what happens. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Great to talk with you, Maggie. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.